Household wealth hit an all-time high at the end of last year as pandemic savings made some Irish people wealthier than ever before. But this wealth is not evenly distributed. While many have lost their jobs and are struggling to make ends meet, others have seen their finances improve, with nearly €16 billion amassed in savings since the start of the pandemic. As the economy reopens and we head into the first weekend of unrestricted shopping, our reporter Jill Steadman has been finding out what might happen to the country's pandemic savings. Will people spend or continue to save?
It's important not to be fooled by the queues that you see when lockdown lifts. We've seen them before. And actually, as the weeks unfold, people are much more cautious about getting out and about, which is the kind of thing that gets people spending money.
Professor Pete Lunn is head of the Behavioural Research Unit at the Economic and Social Research Institute. He says many people have formed habits during lockdown and some may stick.
What may have happened here is they've realised actually how possible it is for them to build up substantial amounts of saving. And that may itself become somewhat habitual, particularly people who might be saving for deposits or larger items like extensions or home improvements and so on. So it's possible that some people will have picked up a saving habit from this, while there may be others who, having saved money, can't wait to get back out and then spend it on some things. We'll just have to see.
On a rainy day in Dublin's Merrion Square, I asked people if they have saved during lockdown, and if so, will they splurge or continue to save?
I don't know about splashing out, but I'd like to travel. I'd love to travel.
I lost my job, right? Surviving on the PUP payments. So I don't have the extra cash flow to treat myself or my family to anything nice.
I get a good holiday, like, might go to Vietnam or Thailand or somewhere like that. You know, get a, or that's a cruise or something if I can. It's making me think now because I've saved up the money. So to splash out on something good, you know.
A new survey indicates that most families that have saved plan to hang on to much of that cash. Jill Holtz is co-founder of Parents and Brands, the insights company which carried out the research.
Only 4% said they plan to blow all their savings as soon as possible. So I think this is kind of going against what's currently being reported, that there's going to be this huge savings splurge. In fact, 39% said they're going to keep their savings for a rainy day. Just over a quarter, 26%, said they hadn't managed to save at all during COVID, which leaves 11% who say they will spend some and save some.
For those who have saved additional money, Andrew Fahey, head of tax and financial planning at Brewin Dolphin Ireland, has some advice on how to make the most of your savings.
Step one for most people, and what we would typically recommend, is that people retain 6 months' worth of family expenditure in cash, really as a rainy day fund. Obviously, you know, having said that, it makes no sense to have cash earning negative rates, negative return, if someone is carrying expensive debt. So things like, you know, credit card debt, you know, personal loans should always be killed off.
Mr. Fahey says the next step would be to look at pension funding.
You know, lots of people neglect, you know, their personal ability to make contributions to their pension fund. So these, you know, age-related percentages that people can do or make. So somebody in their 30s, for example, can put crudely 20% of their earnings into their pension fund. So again, that probably makes a lot of sense. And people sometimes forget that they can make catch-up contributions for the previous year.
After that, Mr. Fahey advises mortgage holders to consider making additional payments.
Even for people who have fixed rate mortgages, there's usually a provision where they can make a payment of up to 10% of the value of the outstanding mortgage. So it, you know, it could make a lot of sense from a financial perspective to lob a chunk of the savings against the home mortgage. You know, that potentially could shorten the term and open up the prospect of earlier retirement for someone.
Most importantly, though, Mr. Fahey says if you do have some extra money, don't be afraid to spend some of it.
People have had a very difficult last couple of years. So I suppose maybe counterintuitively, I sort of advise people to actually have a break and to you know, to take that nice holiday or to do something nice, because you do have to, you know, sometimes take a step back and wonder, well, you know, what's it all for? Like, what's the purpose of just accumulating wealth or growing investments? You know, there has to be an end game. There has to be a moment in the sun with the proverbial gin and tonic.